You're listening to The Ocho Man, Behind the 8-Ball, only on Ignotainment. I'm always on the old black list or something. Without further ado, the one, the only, Ocho Man.
I'm trying to live my life, and it just makes me so wild.
Hola, muchachos, my friends. It's The Ocho Man, and I tell you what, we got a great show for you today. I got my old partner here, Chris. Chris is my production guy. I got two guys right now that are going to be new on the show. Well, Armand's been on the show before, but Tony hasn't. I got to fill you guys in. Tony, he's been a big producer at a radio station locally around here in St. Louis. He's done a lot of stuff. He's announced soccer games and so forth in the past. I'll tell you what, it's great to have you on board, Tony.
Great to be here, Ocho Man. Love it.
And my man here flew in from L.A., Armand, my big screenwriter here. He's working on some other stuff going on in the TV right now.
TV pilot, yes.
TV pilot. All right. We'll get into that later on. Guys, it's great having you. February 4th, it's going to be a hell of a show here. Anything going on right now that's on your minds and so forth, I tell you, before we get into that, though, fuck, I can't sleep. I can't. I'm all jumpy because I haven't slept a wink. I'm on this goddamn diet. The wife's got me on a diet.
Oh.
She's got me on a diet. She's called it low-cal diet, but lately it's been low-carb diet. I can't handle the fucking low-cal diet. Who the hell could eat just lettuce and breast of chicken? You know, that's not happening. Then I'm kicking back. I can't sleep. 3 a.m., I go downstairs, and they got another Papa John commercial. I don't even think Papa John's is open at 3 fucking a.m. in the morning.
I think we discussed that last time about your...
Yeah. And then now, I'm telling you, you know, I got a Tesla. I want to look good in the Tesla. I'm trying to lose 60 pounds, you know.
You look better. I can see your face a little thinner.
I shaved.
Yeah, your beard looks wider.
Yeah, I shaved. I'm trying to... Fuck you. My beard looks a little wild.
No, you look good. I forgot to mention this to you. Yeah. Yesterday, Armand, Ocho Man took me for a ride in the Tesla.
Oh.
And we went to pick up lunch. And as we were coming back from lunch, you hit a couple red lights. And he was jamming out something on the radio. But I noticed at every red light we hit, everyone was checking out the car.
I'd
like to borrow
that.
And
you know what? If they're going to check out the car, why don't they check out the guy in the car? And I got to look good. And I'm tired of being overweight here. So you know what? I said I'm going to lose some weight. If not for just looking good, try to lose some weight so you can see the kids graduate or some shit like that down the line. You know?
Sure.
All right, but basically, I'm a big bone guy, if you didn't know that.
You've always been a big man. Yeah.
I've been a big man.
Raw boned, yes.
Yeah. So, you know, we're trying to do that. We got that going for us.
Speaking of jamming out, did you have that theme song last time I was here?
Which one was that?
Well, the one you just played for your...
No. Chris came up with that one.
Wow.
That's a new
tune. Who sings that? The guy's got a good voice. Very kind of throaty. Stresses the sibilance and has very good fricatives.
Fricative.
Fricatives. Yeah.
Fricatives.
What the fuck is a fricative?
It's a palatial. Hard palate sort of pronunciation.
Hard palate pronunciation.
Yes, right. From the diaphragm. Okay.
Well, what's going on in the news here, my friends? Warren Sapp, okay, this was a couple of days ago, I know, but we ended our show, and then this fucking thing pops up with Warren Sapp. He's out of a job in the NFL Network.
What did he do?
Well, a solicitor to a prostitute.
And he lost a job for that?
In the Super Bowl. Yeah, can you believe that? What the fuck's wrong with that?
Well, he didn't lose a job for that.
Talk to me.
No, he didn't. You don't lose a job for soliciting a prostitute. You lose a job for getting caught soliciting a prostitute.
Well, of course.
I still think it's an injustice.
It's an injustice.
It's the NFL.
It's the NFL. You got to get laid in the NFL. These are Spartas. These are Spartans out there playing.
These
are
gladiators. Warriors. Even the gladiators used to get, you know, they would get them
They
women.
Would all get laid.
They
Everyone gets
women.
Laid.
They were giving them women.
Now, did you get laid when you get off my show last
No,
time?
By the way, and I kind of wanted to bring that up. I was very disappointed.
What are you talking about? Yeah, you should have got laid.
We had a great response. Everything was wonderful. The show was superlative.
Yeah.
I didn't get laid.
Wait a second.
No.
You guaranteed.
He did.
You guaranteed to get me on this show. I'm out of here.
Fuck, he just slammed it. I'm telling you right now, this is bullshit. Tony, fuck him. Okay, we could lay each other.
You didn't specify gender. I'll give you that.
Give me some scotch.
Well, it's whiskey, isn't it?
So, well, I mean,
can we make an appeal to the ladies that listen to this show?
I don't know how many ladies we got listening to the show, right. But
no, if you're a TV guy,
oh, blow it out your ass. I'm trying here. I'm trying.
Okay, I appreciate it.
I'm blaming.
Don't call Warren Sapp, though.
Ocho, I'm blaming him. If he is a TV guy.
He's a TV guy.
And he's saying that.
No, no.
Then features. Your casting couch is broke.
TV is new. Features. Features.
Speaking of people bullshitting on the news, did you hear about Lance Armstrong?
Now what?
Once again, Lance is in the news here. And he's driving along with his little gal.
Mm-hmm.
He's still got a girlfriend.
He's getting laid. Yeah.
Oh, hang on here. He's driving along and boom! He hits another car. There's an accident. You know what he tells this gal, this fucking liar?
The gal that was with him?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
He says, hey, you got to get in the driver's seat.
Oh, so, classic. Was he drunk?
No, he wasn't drunk at all. But he's saying that, hey, babe, jump in the driver's seat. I can't get the world attention on me again, so you got to act like you're driving.
He truly is.
He's a habitual liar. He's a Pinocchio.
He's a man. He's a man. Come on. That's a masculine trait.
This fucking guy lies about everything, though.
But I think he is one of these guys who must... He's like the George Costanza of liars. He lies so much and for so long that I think he starts to believe it.
What do you think his most flagrant lie was about the rights, I guess?
I think that has a lot to do with it.
Yeah, don't you think that's rampant in sports?
It's rampant in sports. Deny, deny, deny.
Well, but right? You don't throw everyone under the fucking bus when you're doing it,
well,
too.
Well, your girlfriend...
He threw teammates under the bus.
But I'm talking about this incident.
No, screw this incident. I can forgive this. This is just icing on the cake here. What we're talking about is
a pattern. There's a pattern there.
Yes, there's a fucking pattern.
But what are you going to do about it?
What are you going to do about it? Nothing.
Lying rehab? What can you do?
Speaking of rehab, our guy's in rehab right now.
Manziel.
Manziel.
No kidding. I didn't know that. He's in rehab? Drugs?
No, I don't know what the hell it is. I think it's more of a rehab to make him a nicer guy. Hmm. Can you fucking believe that? There's rehab centers that are like $95,000 to $100,000 a month for just being a nice guy.
Well, who's catering to his girlfriend while he's in rehab?
Well, you know, here's an interesting
thing. Offer
my
services.
Here's, you know, I'm sure you would.
She's a beautiful woman.
That's hot.
Yes, it is.
Super Bowl party in Vegas offered him a six-figure digit on a party to host out at Vegas, and he turned it down. He said, "I got to do rehab." So the guy may be serious.
He's got a real mental problem.
Yeah, now I think he has.
I think he's deranged.
Now you're saying he's deranged.
Yes, now he has a problem.
The motherfucker can't throw a pass. Of course he's deranged. Now he wants to get back to
Jay Cutler can't throw a pass either. Look how long he's been playing and. Yeah, highest paid quarterback.
Jay Cutler's not a bad player, man.
Oh, come on.
I'm telling you right now, if Jay Cutler gets the right offense with an offensive line that could block fucking for him, I'm telling you right now, Jay Cutler could be a potent.
I'm going to make an excuse for Jay Cutler. Jay Cutler's diabetes, I think it screws up his hormones. His glands are all screwed up. And I just don't think he can take the stress, the catecholamines.
What the fuck?
The catecholamines.
Tony, jump in here.
Okay, hold on.
This is a pancreatic problem.
I know the stress of playing professional sports has got to be tremendous.
How do you know that, by the way?
because I've watched professional. I've been around never
fuck,
played
we watched
it.
Them too.
But no, when you're around it and covering it, you see those post game faces, and you know.
Well, it's nothing compared to the stress of being in the Playboy Mansion,
right?
Yeah, that's tough. You know, stress.
I'm going to interrupt you, and then you go on with your story. Stress is when you're out on the steel mill working 8-16 hours. That's stress, baby. I agree.
And I absolutely agree.
2.5 hours of fucking playing out on the football field, you could suck it up and be a man about it, and think, you know what, my paycheck probably does 10-15 guys out there for 1 week.
But the one thing about the NFL, you don't know how every time you walk out of that tunnel, that could be it.
Well, every time you get near that blast furnace, that could be it too. Right. I've seen that mill.
I tell you what, I've played football for over 16 years. I've been on the blast furnace for about 10 years, and I'm telling you right now, I would rather take the football perspective any day, because I know that, you know what? People die out there.
Yeah.
People die out there, and And people can die out on the football field, too. But the stress level has got to be, I don't know. I'm looking at this being a little bit more on the blast furnace, steel mill type of.
Was that as dangerous as your peanut job?
No, that was a very stressful and dangerous. The peanut job in L.A.
fraught with hazards.
Yeah, my cousin.
There were peanut shells all over that place.
Yeah, my cousin owns a big company. It's thriving right now. It's doing really fucking good. It's called
thriving.
Did I say thriving?
Yeah, striving means they're trying to get it going.
To
thriving means they have gotten it going.
Yes. All right,
and are successful.
You're a little xenophobic today.
He's seen that on the board.
That's the last
word.
Why is the word xenophobic on your board? That's the last word I thought I'd see on your board.
Spelled properly, too. We were playing fucking Hangman before Chris got in here. We wrote in xenophobic.
What, and you needed a word with an X?
I looked it up, and this fucker said it's his favorite word.
One of my favorite. Next to Xantippe, yeah.
Xantippe.
Xantippe is a shrewish woman.
A Jewish woman.
Shrewish. Termagant.
Is that related to the Jewish?
No. It's actually Greek.
Blow it out your ass with that sound effect.
It was actually Socrates' wife, and they actually think that he probably could have
Had a wife?
Yes, Xantippe.
Xantippe.
And he took the hemlock and killed himself. And they think he might have been able
Socrates
to beat the...
Socrates killed himself?
Yeah. He drank the poison. But he drank it because his wife was such a rag that they think he just wanted to die anyway.
I can fucking understand Socrates.
So that is a shrewish, intolerable, insufferable woman is a Xantippe. X-A-N-T-I-P-P-E.
So this bitch got known to be a downer.
Oh, she killed him. She drove him to suicide.
One of the principal founders of logic came to the conclusion it's better to drink hemlock poison than to spend another day with you. Inspiring songs like Meatloaf's Paradise by the Dashboard Light. What's that song?
I think that's it. Yeah.
Right. Where the end refrain is, and now I'm waiting for the end of time. That's Socrates.
Damn.
Ocho, that's Socrates. He was waiting for the end, and he couldn't wait any longer.
Are you married, Tony?
Yes.
Well, then you know.
I'm single. He's got a Xantippe, too. What's
Xantippe.
Yeah, he's got a Xantippe, too, on his hands.
See, if it's not for Socrates, we don't get art like this.
By the way, that is such a chick song, too. Now, all the chicks, if you're at a bar or something, they suddenly get up. This is like their fucking national anthem. They start getting up and they start singing it, and you're like, sit the fuck down. Sit the fuck down, you... What's the name again?
Xantippe.
You Xantippe, fuck you. It's unbelievable.
What's that song they always say, get laid, get fucked?
Money, money?
Yeah. They never do that. They never come through. I dance with women. They always say that.
Yeah.
And then, what do you take me for? You just told me. You just sang it.
You just told the world, get laid, get fucked.
Right. And then you reach for the goodies. And anyway, that's an aside.
You should be getting laid from this show. You should be.
I'm telling you.
There's something wrong
with
that.
Ironic.
There.
I'm not a bad-looking guy, huh?
No, you're a good-looking dude. You're a good-looking dude. Speaking of good-looking dudes.
I'm rubbing minoxidil in my bald spot. It seems to help.
Yeah, it is.
You see some sprouts there?
It's coming along, right? You got a black... Oh, that's the micro.
That's the headphones.
Headphones. Speaking of good-looking dudes, Brady. Brady's on the news, and... you know what? If you're going to do this, just do it behind closed doors. But here's Brady. Brady wants to give his Super Bowl truck to Malcolm Brown, the DB, who intercepted the ball to clinch the big win. Now, why the fuck wouldn't you give that truck? You don't belong in that truck. I just can't see you sitting in that truck.
I can see him with your hot GQ.
I can see him in your Tesla.
In my Tesla with that hot bitch of his wife.
Now, if he got an accident, do you think he'd ask his wife to change places with him?
Absolutely not.
I think he's too noble for that.
He'd probably take the bullet. But I cannot.
I can't
see him in anything other than a really high-class Mercedes or a Maserati, something like a Quattroporte.
Something he gets attention.
Yeah, I mean, it's a high-class luxury car.
Yeah,
he's not a truck guy.
No, you see him saying, what's the chick's name? What's the chick's
Giselle.
Name?
Giselle Bündchen, right?
Giselle, sit by me like they do down south.
Yeah, come on, scoot into the middle, Giselle.
Yeah. Better, yeah, let's get our big dog. Let's get that hound dog to sit between us.
Yeah, move the red man sit down here.
He should give this truck to Malcolm Brown. Malcolm Brown just won the Super Bowl for these fucks. So
I assume you guys discussed how stupid that call was.
That was the biggest flop of shit I ever seen in my life.
I don't think since, what, Hitler invaded Russia, has there been a mistake that big?
Well, is it Hitler or Napoleon?
Well, Napoleon made a mistake, too, but Hitler should have
Hitler
learned.
Made the same mistake.
Yeah, Hitler should have learned from that mistake.
Yeah, Hitler should have. Well, thank God he did.
But I don't know. Am I kind of blowing it out of proportion, or is that?
No.
Crucifixion, maybe? Was that a bigger mistake? I don't know. That was the worst.
No, I've said it. It's
literally the worst mistake in football.
It was the worst.
Your final answer?
It was the worst play call ever.
I think so. I don't think you can quibble
with
that.
And Armand, I don't even fault throwing the pass. If you want to throw a pass, go ahead, because at some point in a series you have to with one. I get the logic. What I don't get is the logic of that particular call. And here's Ocho Man, because you played the game. You have lined up defensively.
Mm-hmm.
In a situation like that, you know under any circumstance you cannot let a score occur.
So, under that circumstances right there, what our defense is known to do, what they would be calling us for, what they wanted us to do was shoot the gaps. It's going to be a run play, and that's all we're thinking. And that's what logically that's what should have happened. I mean, this fucking Lynch has been running over people left and right. He could have gotten that yard and that. But you know what? What gets me more, what stirs it up in my mind, I become xenophobic about it. Did I use that word right?
No.
Okay.
That's a fair of strangers.
I tried, Dick.
That's a fair of strangers, not stupid football calls. But.
Okay. What I would have done is not blame it on the wideout didn't run.
What they did?
Yeah, the offensive coordinator said
the coordinator called it, right?
Yeah,
so it's not really Carroll.
Carroll signed off on this call.
Carroll signed off. Fault too.
Yeah, okay. Carroll's the one that should get lynched on this one. Lynch.
Here we go. It's very good.
But in any case, that's what went down. And he blamed it on the wideout not cutting in time and so forth. And you know what? Why can't you just ball up and say, we fucked up?
Right. You don't give them opportunity to jump the route like that.
But you know what? I don't want to talk about it anymore.
I enlighten your day?
I was trying to put it in perspective with that Hitler reference.
It's a good reference.
Excellent. Somewhere between the invasion of Russia and the crucifixion.
I mean, it's right up there.
Xenophobic there, too.
Yeah. I want to give you some news that is going to fill your heart with warmth and joy.
You got a stripper coming in?
Maybe. Better. Hey,
Chris, get ready.
Ocho Man, you are a big, big Missouri fan. Am I correct?
Don't tell me we got him.
Once again, the best player in America is going to be playing for your Missouri Tigers.
Let me hear a little cheer on that sound effect on that one, babe.
Can we have applause and exhortations? Oh.
Da, 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 da. How sweet is that, guys?
Who is he? Who's this?
Name him.
Terry Beckner, East St. Louis Senior High School, heading to Columbia, Missouri.
It's about fucking time we came up with. I hope this guy lays off the weed. I mean... Every time we get a big-time player, they love the weed, which is not bad. But don't fucking do it. Don't do it out on the
parking lot. You think Warren Sapp would have lost his job if they caught him smoking dope?
I don't know.
Let me go back to Sapp.
I think that's probably worse than the prostitute. I don't know. Prostitute, that's a victimless crime, unless he doesn't pay.
He's kind of point. And you know what? A prostitute?
It's a business transaction.
You can't
come on.
You sell it, and you still got it.
No, that's true.
Have your cake and eat it, too.
I have a question I want to ask you, Armand.
Oh, sure.
You're a logical guy.
I try to be.
I
thrive to be.
I have told Ocho Man this before, okay? And he gets where I'm coming from.
Mm-hmm.
Dealing with the vocation, let's call it, of prostitution.
Yes.
What are you actually paying the prostitute for?
Anonymity and her disappearance and her silence.
He's got it.
It's not
this
the sex
man
per se.
Is brilliant because I have told Ocho Man before, you are not paying for sex; you are paying for them to leave.
Correct, absolutely. The absence, the silence, and then third of all, the fellatio, or whatever your preference.
Now let me tell you something.
The blowjob he's talking about.
Yeah, that's a word for fellatio. Okay. It's another word for
you. You
VJ.
Fellatiophile.
Fellatiophile. They're coming out with another fucking movie on.
That's the fact, Jack.
Did you get your Shades of Grey tickets? I have three women I dated the last 2 weeks. They all have tickets for Shades of Grey already.
Already?
Yeah. This is a big deal to them.
Really?
They can't wait.
This mommy porn thing is just out of control.
Have you read it?
No, I don't need to.
Did your wife read it?
I've had every adult woman I have known has come up to me and talked to me about this. And I'm like, I don't really want to hear about Mr. Grey and all this stuff.
Is it bondage? I don't even know what it's about. Salacious, concupiscent, and lascivious.
What the fuck is he saying?
I got two of those.
Put that on your board.
Yeah, put that on my board. I'll
salacious?
Use it for hangman.
Concupiscent.
Cunt. He's a cunt.
Concupiscent.
He's a cunt pupil.
There you go.
That's the origin of that word.
That's the origin of that word, Tony.
That is the etymology
Get
of
your head out of your ass, Tony.
I'm trying.
This is a very informative program. I hope you're listening.
No, it is. But
you shut your mouth when you're talking about
it. You got to go back to SAP, because what he's really paying for...
You think these words will get me laid?
I think so. I think you're really...
You talk someone's panties off with lavacious.
Any women like big words out there?
Yeah.
I'm here for the gang.
I don't have anything else, but big words I have.
Let me tell you about how the Super Bowl really works. Because I've been
to... It's one team wins, the other one loses.
That's true.
Boom, there you go. You got a winner.
I've covered 5 Super Bowls.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Wow.
I've been there for the entire week.
That's great.
Mercifully, on many of them, I left on Sunday morning.
Before the game?
Oh, yeah. You don't want to stay for the game. The Super Bowl is... See, that's what people don't understand.
What the fuck's the matter with you?
I've stayed for games before, but... The Super Bowl is not about the actual game. It's about everything that's leading up to the game.
Yeah.
And over the years, the crew that I used to do radio with, we started to notice something midweek. Suddenly, the talent level at the Super Bowl jumped up significantly around Thursday.
You talk about the female talent?
Yes.
I understand.
It jumped up significantly around Thursday. And somebody who had been Super Bowl guy his whole life said, yeah, Thursday's kind of what we call moving day. I said, moving day? I said, yeah, that's when all of the best escorts from around the world are flowing in.
They gather around.
To the Super Bowl city. Now, look at Ocho Man's face right now. I wish the audience could see your face. I'm talking about the best of the best. A Pro Bowl, if you will, for prostitutes, okay?
That'd be a great reality show.
What, to send the hooker out there?
Yeah,
and
Super Bowl.
Right,
well, the Super Bowl, yeah, prostitution.
Now.
I'm about to send that to my producer.
At the
big game whores.
How would you like to be America's next $5,000 call girl?
Right. It's funny you should say that.
Well, Check this out. Check this out here.
So at the Super Bowl, and I don't remember, it was like the Giants versus the Ravens, and I think we were in Tampa Bay.
That was a bad game. That was a bad one, yeah.
So we're going back a few years.
Yeah.
So I don't know what a quote would be now. I'm going to give you a quote from then. We are at the Media Center Hotel, the lobby bar. It is all happening. All the big wigs are around. All the name media people are around. And, of course, we're there just, you know, trying to be leeches. But we're having a good time. People are having drinks.
That's what it's all about.
Great-looking chick. We notice somebody goes, she's a worker. She's a worker. There's no question about it. She's a worker. Someone gets up the courage and goes up and asks, what would it take? She goes, for what? He goes, whole night. Now, this is what year might this have been? Super Bowl 30? This is like 2002.
This is right after the Rams won,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, so that's right. That's right. Right after the Rams won. Right after. So that's 15 years ago almost. 13 years.
13 years, yes.
She looks at the guy, and I can still hear her say this. 6,000.
Six. Well, that's reasonable.
Six
Ocho Man. Six large.
Now, is this you're out of there?
He asked for the night. So
for
I'm
the
assuming.
Night.
For a night. For
yeah, a roughly night. About eight hours.
That's about
$7,500 an hour.
Yeah.
All right, $7.50 an hour. $7.50 an hour.
For me.
And it was pretty late at night. It was around 10 o'clock.
That's two for me. Two.
Okay.
Well, as long as she stayed till dawn.
So. And, of course, no, you know, guy, no.
Yeah, it's
no,
outrageous.
And she was gorgeous. She was so pretty.
Hope so.
She was so pretty, Armand. You're like, I can't believe that you're doing this. You're so beautiful. But, again, she's making $6,000 a night.
I see a beautiful woman like that. I can't believe she's not doing it.
Yeah. Well, there, that's right.
That's the easiest money in the world.
What's the matter with you over there?
Well, later, I see her about a half hour later. Mm-hmm. We're walking out of the hotel in the valet drive-thru. beautiful, luxurious, big Mercedes-Benz type car. She's in the passenger seat. White, silver-haired gentleman. Kind of looks like an owner.
Old dude.
He's an old all dude. The bling, Robert the watches, the gold.
That's what Robert Kraft.
Off
about.
They go. Well, I'm not saying Robert. It was Robert Kraft. But I'm saying he looked like Robert Kraft. I'm not saying it was, but I'm saying it looked like a guy who would be a Robert Kraft type. Who once I couldn't take a leak at a Super Bowl because Robert Kraft was in the bathroom. And his damn security, Ocho Man, kept me out of the bathroom because the owner of the Patriots has to pee alone.
That's right. Robert Kraft's bladder takes precedence.
Time out, though. You don't want him in the toilet before Robert Kraft.
They don't know that.
If I see you coming, too, I'm going to have all sorts of fucking Fort Knox holding that fucking door. You're going to smell up that whole fucking joint. There's Robert Kraft's going to go in there and go, oh, what the hell just happened in here? And he's going to look at his security guy and fire the fucking person. You're not coming in the fucking bathroom.
Hey, well, there are some cultures where people are revered by the smell of their
shit. By the
shit.
Smell of their shit?
Yeah.
Where at?
No, I just made that up.
Oh, fuck. I'd be the king.
Yeah. Tell Ocho Man where this land is.
That's right.
I would be their god.
I followed you into the bathroom before, and you can befoul the air of them.
I would let some xenophobic air out. Huh?
You're an olfactory nightmare.
Is that xenophobic on that one? Did I use it right?
Win in Rome.
That's stinkophobic. That's...
What the fuck is that word?
That's fear of strangers.
That's fear of strangers. I'm in the bathroom.
Fear of strangers shit, though, you're talking.
Yeah, but here's the thing about it. When I'm in the bathroom, like at a rest area or something, after driving...
I can't shit in someone else's toilet.
Oh, you can't. So you're going to hold it 400 miles, huh?
I would. I think I can.
That
I've
gone a long distance, Ocho. Sure. Oh, let me tell you. Because I have...
That's why your family's cross-eyed. You've been letting fart out after fart the 400 or 500 fucking miles
do
out
you,
there.
Do you drive a lot?
I mean, do.
Do you cross-country drive a lot?
No, I don't.
I am known for being able to drive a lot. So I have... The American truck stop situation is the worst ever.
You can restrain yourself.
You have to. Because if you go into like a even what looks like a decent rest area or truck stop type of situation, it's horrible. I once saw a guy somewhere in Kentucky taking a leak. You know how those guys, you know, they put their hand up on the wall and they lean into the urinal?
Right, right.
And instead of – he had hand on the wall, but in his other hand, while he's taking a leak, guy's eating a ham sandwich.
Well, it's –
yeah. Now, how the hell are you going to do your business walking past a guy taking a leak, eating a ham sandwich at a urinal? I turned around and said, we got to drive down the road, guys. I can't do this.
Well, he was on a tight schedule.
Definitely a tight schedule.
So much time
fucking,
for
how can you have shit staying on your fucking sandwich or your white fucking bunny bread?
It's gross. Beyond one of the most foul things I've ever seen.
But I think, you know, when you talk about prostitution, we were talking about that before excrement and scatological subjects.
Proportions, yeah.
Before that, I think that really highlights the difference between men and women. I don't think women can ever understand that. For instance, when I remember, do you guys remember when Hugh Grant was caught with Divine Brown?
Divine Brown.
She was ugly.
She was not. Yeah, I was with. Oddly enough, I was with a woman at the time, and we were watching the news, and she said, you know, I can't imagine. Hugh Grant at the time was dating Hurley,
Elizabeth Hurley.
And he was with Elizabeth Hurley.
Yeah.
And she said, and then they showed Divine Brown's picture. And she's not right. And she's, how could a man like him, you know, try to pander to a slut like that? And I said, look, you're never going to understand this, but Elizabeth Hurley is not doing a service that Hugh Grant wants. Hugh Grant has a dick just like everybody else.
Right.
It's English, it's cute, but it's still a dick. And she is not. He has a request he made that Elizabeth Hurley is not fulfilling.
Not fulfilling.
And he's willing to pay for it.
It's a xenophobic moment.
He's willing to pay an ugly woman to do it.
It's a xenophobic moment.
Well, I don't know about that. It's.
I want to use this fucking word one time.
Keep trying.
One time I want to use this word in the right pronounced way.
Right. Well, you grammatically correct.
Okay. All right.
You know, to that point, Armand, I once heard a story about Josh Groban.
Josh, who's he?
The singer.
Oh, do you know him?
I don't know.
I got the name right?
I don't know.
We don't even know the fucking guy.
Right. Yeah. Okay. And you know, he sings all these lovey-dovey songs
really melt the
balladeer.
Song.
Right. Oh, yeah. They're sickening me.
So one of his girlfriends goes, you know what you're doing because, A, you're better than that, and, B, you know that you're just putting out this music so you can get laid. And Josh Groban's response to her is, this dick don't suck itself.
That's beautiful.
There's a man. Yeah, that's I think you use that quotation.
What is that music? Is this guy?
Is that Boulay or whatever his name is?
No wonder this chick didn't blow him.
That's him?
Oh, fuck. She would fall asleep.
No, they love this stuff. Tender. You know, the videos have a hazy focus. You know, they're on the beach.
You know what
dolphins
I see?
In the background. You know what, that sort of thing.
You know what I see, though?
Oh,
I see like a Viking ship. And he's standing there with her. He's got his cape all around her and shit.
Can you play some more of that? A Viking ship?
Look, listen to it, man. All right, you see Vikings.
What is that, Norwegian or something?
No, I didn't hear it. It's the cold. His snot's running down her. You raise me up. You raise me up. That's the ship.
Stormy Seas.
Stormy Seas.
I see kind of a Winslow Homer kind of painting, you know? Frothy, wind-tossed seas.
All right, let's stop right now. He's rubbing my leg. Fucker hasn't been laid, and now he's rubbing my leg talking to me about...
You're a very attractive man.
Well, you know, I am starting to lose a little weight. Papa John, he could go fuck himself because he's not going to get to me at 3 a.m.
But you're up at 3...
3 a.m.
Okay,
3 a.m.
So, again... I kind of get why Papa John's or anybody is advertising it. I kind of get that. Your diet, though, because you said she's got me on this low
cal.
Yeah, what are you eating?
Diet. So my question to you is there any type of diet that's not low cal?
Well, she's this is the type redundant. Of shit that she's redundant. Got me eating. Okay, she tells me to eat a really light, like a toast in the morning, just one toast without anything on it, just a toast with skim milk.
You're going to live on one piece of toast.
What are you, in prison?
Hold on. And then at lunchtime, if you go out with your friends, I want you to eat a small salad with low-cal. Make sure it's low-cal salad dressing.
Vinegar and
salad
oil.
Dressing
vinegar and oil.
Alone is about 400 to 500 calories. Correct. I'm like, okay.
Well, it makes the salad bearable.
Yeah. Well, and... It's not working. It's not fucking working. I don't like it. I don't like that vinegar bullshit. Yeah. That you use that for prisoners in Guantanamo Bay or whatever.
Well, that's a vaginal cleanser, isn't it?
That's a vaginal cleanser she wants me to eat,
that's
Tony.
That's an antiseptic.
That was the whip cracking.
Yeah, can I hear that again? That was a great sound effect.
Oh, God.
You know what makes that sound?
One more time, sweetie. You can't give me one more? Okay. Whatever.
You know what makes that sound?
I think I know the answer to
this. Go ahead.
It's actually a miniature sonic boom.
That's correct. It's the tip of the whip breaking the sound barrier.
That's incredible.
Fuck what you guys are talking about the whip here. I'm talking about a dilemma that I got to eat the small
the speed of sound.
Okay,
but not the speed
no
of light.
No croutons either.
I have
Brooks.
Trouble sleeping too. What in the hell? I am not awake at 3. What are you doing at 3?
I can't sleep. I keep picturing everything. Now, people picture sheep. I picture lamb chop jumping over my...
So do you wake up at 3:30 or you still haven't been asleep
there.
Yet?
I've just been laying
there.
I toss and turn. I look at YouTube, maybe get on Pornhub a little bit, maybe relieve myself, but I'm not sleeping.
Want me to prescribe something?
I don't want
Ambien or Valium or something?
No, I don't want that. I think I could do it. I'm getting over these withdrawals. The thing about it, fellas, we make fun of heroin addicts. We make fun of all these cokeheads and stuff and say, I can't believe they're addicted to that. Why can't they stop? And we have the same problem. If we're 60 pounds overweight, we're like, okay, we got to stop eating this or stop eating at night or stop doing anything that evolves around our diet, man. It's a tough gig. And now you've always been in great shape, Armand. You've hit the gym. You eat like a fucking pig. I've seen you eat before. You eat donuts. You eat everything.
Yeah,
but then you go
diet.
To the gym and work out, and you work it off. Now, guys like me and Tony, we eat and it stays right there because we're not doing shit about it. And I think it's the entire American public has went to me and Tony. I mean, that's what
we're addicted to sugar.
We love it. And I tell you, we watch
this
fucking...
Well, it's not the sugar. It's the high fructose corn syrup.
Well, whatever it is. We watch we watched The Big Loser on NBC, and we're saying, fuck, I'm going to do it this time. This time, these Fox are doing it.
They
work
hard on that show. That's like a boot camp. You know, I read an article that I think 33% of the children in England from 10 to 14 are obese.
Really? From 10 to 14? 33%?
Yeah, 1 in 3. That's in England, of all places.
And what is it here, 2/3?
I would think it's probably half.
Well,
I don't know.
I heard maybe a month and a half ago, I think it was a couple months ago, that Mexico has overtaken United States as the most obese country in the world.
Too many tortillas.
Yeah, whatever.
You cannot eat that amount of corn.
Yeah,
you just can't.
I wouldn't think they had the money for that. I've been to Tijuana before.
No, but
nobody
fat in Tijuana. You know this. The lower the income goes,
yeah,
because high caloric food is cheap.
Well, that's true, but I think that's strictly for like OECD countries or economically developed countries. Out of Mexico, I wouldn't include in that. They don't have any money to eat anything. But okay, if you say so, I'll buy it.
Oh, Chima, what do you like? Because you and I both struggle with diet, but if you're up, what are you again? What the hell are you watching?
I went downstairs, like I said, and it's got the same fucking HBO. HBO's got to turn things around to where they got to stop having to repeat fucking movies left and right, you know. And again, it's got the same old thing, same old shows again. And then I went to Cinemax, and then you got some porn going on, soft porn. And I'm like, nah, I don't want to watch any of that, man. I just want to let. And then I turned SportsCenter on. I said, SportsCenter will save me. And boom, there goes that little Papa fucking John. He's got the pizza. He's got Joe Montana.
Joe looks bad.
I know. We covered that on the last segment. Right, yeah. But I'm just saying to you right now.
That makes you hungry?
How do they know that magnetizes me to go to the fucking refrigerator?
It's subliminal. It's a subliminal advertisement.
It's crazy. But I'm doing it. It's my second day, and I've lost like 3.5 pounds. I'm gonna kick this.
Are you going to the gym?
I got a gym downstairs.
Oh, good.
And I'm working out in my house, and I'm gonna make it happen this time.
Have you had your vaccinations?
My vaccination. For what?
My, measles, mumps,
rubella. I had all that when I was a little kid. What, is that coming back or something?
Well, yeah.
Oh, hell yeah.
If you go to Disneyland, you might get measles.
Well, we got to go to Disneyland. I'm taking the kids and the wife.
Have they had their vaccinations?
Yeah, they've all had their shit. You're telling me that...
Look, measles are back.
How the fuck are they back?
Because parents who listen to stupid Oprah Winfrey and Jenny McCarthy, who don't know a damn thing, because they think vaccinations cause autism, were choosing not to have their children vaccinated, suddenly diseases, and measles are serious. That is a serious disease that can lead, in a small percentage, it can even lead to a child's death.
What are you clapping about, you sinister?
Here's a problem, Ochoa. When a guy like the governor of New Jersey comes out and says,
Dallas Cowboy fan there.
Chris Christie.
He can do no wrong.
Okay. There's your guy? He's your guy?
Yeah, he's my guy. He's a Cowboy fan there.
Well, here's what your guy said yesterday. We should definitely have vaccinations, but parents should also have a choice. What the hell choice are you talking about? A choice for parental negligence?
Yeah, that is bullshit. I mean, you know what? These kids, they can't speak for themselves. They don't know any better.
No, you have to advocate for the child.
What if the child hasn't had a vaccination? You think they should be allowed to go to school?
I don't think so, man. I really don't, because you know what? You're endangering other kids too.
Well, I don't know.
But here's the thing:
if your child's been vaccinated,
doesn't that afford them protection?
Exactly. That's what I understand it to do.
No, he's got a point there too. I was just thinking.
So I don't know if they're that much of a threat to the other children.
I don't know how much of a threat to actual public health they are. But if you can see the road you go down here, if even 10% of parents are choosing not to vaccinate and then one shows up with the measles, well, that little 10% circle is now at risk.
You know what? Here's the thing.
What if the child has AIDS? What are you going to do about that? You're going to keep them out of school too if they're HIV positive?
I don't know, man. You're bringing up some heavy shit here.
I didn't mean to.
You're a fucking xenophobic.
I thought we were just going to talk about me getting laid or not, but I mean, yeah.
I don't know what the hell.
Boy, that's
hey,
appropriate.
Hey, he's putting us really behind the eight ball here, Tony.
No question.
Well, I'm
going
to have to ask you. I mean, if you're going to, that's the name of the show.
Yeah. Anyway, I was kicking back.
You're going
I
finally, with the kids.
I finally got to finding something. One of those old channels, you know, that's got
oh,
like
great.
The Gunsmoke.
Columbo.
Stuff.
I've been getting back into Columbo.
Well, you know what the show I seen, though?
What was it?
Was Hogan's Heroes.
Oh, yeah, that's a good one, too.
Classic. Hogan's Heroes. I mean, how beautiful of a show is that? You had that little French guy sneaking off in the town. He's getting a little Pepe wed, and he sneaks back.
You know what happened to Bob Crane?
He feeds the dog. Yeah, he was a big porn guy.
Yeah, yeah, but his buddy killed him.
His buddy killed him?
Yeah, they never proved it, but it's pretty obvious. His friend allegedly killed him.
The whole movie Autofocus, Greg Kinnear plays Bob Crane. It's completely about that. But Hogan's Heroes, I love it. But I got to ask you a question.
Fire away.
So we watch, as kids, teenage, we watch this in reruns all the time.
I love that secretary he had.
Hot as hell.
Helga or Hilda? There were two.
Doesn't matter.
No, both of them. The blonde with the, look like.
The first one was better, I think.
I think it was Helga. The two tails.
I think it was Helga. You got that kind of Nordique look.
That big Teutonic.
Look like the goddess Sif.
Yes.
Remember Thor comics?
Yeah,
like
that's
that.
I like that.
She was.
I like that
so
a lot.
Hogan's
6 feet two.
Hogan's Heroes, Ocho Man, based on a movie, Stalag 17.
Okay, that's correct.
Now, when did this come out? Mid '60s? No, Stalag 17 came out like
1953.
Okay,
so 1953.
Correct.
Okay,
yes.
So written
and directed by Billy Wilder.
Billy Wilder, great director.
Yeah.
So the television show based on Stalag 17, Hogan's Heroes. Right. When does that come out? Mid-60s?
I think 66 or something like that.
Okay, now here's
67.
A question that I've got to get this off my chest. That's only 20, 21 years after the end of World War II.
That's still new, man.
What maniac is going in and pitching?
Yeah.
Hey, I got a sitcom idea for you. Okay, what is it? It's about a prisoner of war camp. It's a sitcom? Yeah, it's a sitcom. Where is it? It's in Germany. Okay, and the Germans are a bunch of idiots.
Yeah, we got to
claim the hell
show.
Does that work?
Well, I'll tell you, I actually met the producer of Hogan's Heroes.
Really?
Yeah, he lectured at one of my classes at UCO, Albert Ruddy, and he is also the producer of
one of
the executive producers of The Godfather.
Oh,
wow.
No shit.
Yeah, and he was very proud of Hogan's Heroes. It was a big success.
No, he should be.
It made his reputation, actually.
I just want to know how that pitch goes.
Oh, I agree.
Because, Armand, can you imagine?
That's an odd, well, if you've got My Mother the Car... I don't think it stretches it too much to have a...
Imagine today.
Yeah.
Well, okay.
It was
imagine,
a zanier time.
Here we are, 2015.
Yeah.
And a guy comes in to pitch you a show about the Gulf War or about the early
Abu
days
Ghraib.
Of the war
yeah.
of
about
Afghanistan.
Abu Ghraib, yeah.
So, and they come in and you say, oh, okay, I get it. It's going to be like a drama, like Homeland. And the guy goes, no. It's a sitcom.
No, it's a sitcom.
It's a sitcom.
At Gitmo.
And in fact, it's a Gitmo sitcom. It's set in Guantanamo Bay.
Yeah, right.
And it focuses on the Islamic jihadist inmates.
Right, right. You know, it's all kinds of zaniness. They tear up Korans. It's great. You'll love it.
Yeah. They get addicted to the rock music that's blaring all day long. And then they go and they form
a rock band.
They
form a rock band because they've listened to all this heavy metal throughout
the prisoners?
The prisoners.
Oh. And then they get
the Guantanamo Bay general or major that was in charge to be their agent because he kept playing all this hard rock. Huh?
Who's the villain? Fidel Castro?
There's
who's
no
the,
fucking villain.
No, that couldn't.
Well, it's hijinks like Three's Company because things go wrong. I mean,
well,
so
course,
it's like so.
Course.
Imagine it's like Hogan's Heroes meets. I don't know. Three's Company meets.
Three's Company.
Yeah,
by
that's,
the way,
something
by the way.
Always goes wrong. So like. They get their, you know, the band.
Like,
forms.
I Love Lucy, where they're.
Right.
Yeah,
there's always some misunderstanding.
Always go awry.
Like they're supposed to. It's like Hogan's Heroes meets Spinal Tap.
Okay.
That's what it's like. Imagine someone pitching this show.
I don't.
You're.
I'd probably pass on that one.
No, well, you have to listen. Can you imagine? Because dial back the clock to 1966. This is Hogan's Heroes.
I would definitely be xenophobic about this whole situation.
You might be.
You're getting closer.
I'm getting closer.
So as you say, they form rock bands, right, Ocho Man?
Yeah.
This is beautiful. See, this is an idea, guy. So they form rock bands. They got They got incredible names like Infidel Slayer, Iron Fatwa, like Jihad.
Jihad.
Like
Jihad John.
You know, Steel Fatwa. You could have that one. And it, like Nickelback, that could be another one. Nickelback could be one. And then they play the gigs in the soccer stadiums before beheading. They're like the warm-up act.
Wow. Well, now they're setting people on fire.
No.
That's very cinematic.
Yeah, that's crazy shit.
Can you imagine this being pitched?
Well, this is all pre-Tet Offensive, of course. Remember that.
Yeah. All right. Well,
The Tet Offensive changed the realm of television pitches? It changed TV forever.
It is what it is, and they came out successful. And
they just made a movie about blowing the North Korean.
Yeah,
head of North Korea, right? Blowing his head off. So we're not.
And this last thing, man,
that was a comedy.
This last thing, though,
but
not,
could you
not
do
comedy.
This? Could you do that?
No, I wouldn't. I wouldn't. It's an interesting concept.
You fucking flared it up on.
I didn't know. I was. I didn't bring up Hogan's Heroes. You did.
I brought up. All I'm doing is I'm hungry downstairs watching Hogan's Heroes. You bring up all this. Bullshit.
But
here.
I think Ocho Man and I are on board for this. If you can do Hogan's Heroes, we should be able to do this show where Ocho Man has Islamic fundamentalist prisoners at Guantanamo Bay forming rock bands.
I'm telling you right now, I'm not fucking with any of them weirdos.
Yeah,
I mean, these guys are crazy. What did they do yesterday?
Families.
I mean,
they set that guy on fire. But
they
that was
set that guy.
You know, they had the guts
fire.
Though. What's interesting about that? They had already killed him, and then they're asking for ransom because they killed him a month ago.
No,
it's true.
That's not true.
Which now that's
the guy was standing there.
No, but it was a tape apparently.
Oh, that was a tape.
It was a tape. Yeah,
you mother.
Now that's typical Arab mercantilism. They kill somebody and then they want ransom for him after they burn him to a crisp. That's just not done.
That's not.
I mean, Hugh Grant.
ISIS.
I mean, he paid
ISIS.
For Divine Brown. I mean, that's a fair enough.
Oh man,
$6,000 a night.
That's crazy.
I don't think Divine's quote was that high.
That's ballsy.
I don't think it was that high.
Divine was six
so,
a night, but
so okay.
But to kill a guy and then ask for ransom.
Then ask for ransom.
That's pretty.
So they'd already been.
They'd already killed him. Yeah.
They'd already been extorting the Japanese.
Yeah, that didn't work out either.
Right, that didn't work out. Then they go. They got the Jordanian.
Mm-hmm.
Am I right?
Yeah,
that's who they burned to death.
And then the Jordanians retaliate.
They just killed a few people yesterday.
Okay.
I they kill that crazy bitch that wanted to blow herself
suicide
up.
Suicide bomber, yeah.
And so I'm happy that exchange did never happen. What do you think she's coming back to the home fort for? Just to say, hey, I made it, guys. Okay, now
what
strap yourself
get?
In.
Now, what does she get? I mean, we get 72 virgins, right? What does she get?
Yeah.
No, you don't.
Well, a Muslim gets.
Yeah, a Muslim gets.
I don't know what a woman's got to get something.
You got it. But see, again, the 72 virgin thing.
Yeah.
That is like the unspoken deal with the devil. Seriously, give that some thought
that's
for a
72
second.
Years.
If you go to paradise.
That's a myth? That's
if,
not
no,
true?
No, no, no. Oh. No, I'm not saying it's not true.
Oh, okay.
But if you go to paradise.
Yeah.
Do you really want 72
virgins? I don't want no fucking 72
I want two
virgins.
72 sluts.
There you go.
72 sluts is what we're looking at.
I want somebody who knows.
That's a fool's bargain they're
I want that gal,
guys.
That $6,000 a night. I want 72 of them.
Yeah.
That's
yeah.
what you want. See, it's a fool's bargain they're selling these poor saps.
Yeah, I'm telling you. There's no doubt about it. You want experienced chick. I don't want to break in 72 chick. That's a headache and
that's,
a half.
That's not heaven. That's hell.
Yeah. That's $420,000, 72 times 6,000, something like that.
Oh,
that's a lot of money for a night.
Oh, and then they're going to
But what does she get?
Then they're going to be crying a lot that night. And then
they're going to be bloody.
You got to clean the fucking sheets every which way. No, forget about it.
No virgins.
I agree.
No virgins.
So there's
a
country.
If you're
going
to get me laid, don't give me a virgin.
Yeah, get me Hugh Hefner's
buddies. I like his wife.
Yeah.
I like his wife.
That's what we're talking about here.
There's a country in Africa. I read about this. About a week ago, Armand. I think it might be Kenya.
Okay.
When something happens there.
They run.
Islamist related and a Kenyan gets killed. They round up 50 Muslims.
Just at random?
And yes. And kill them.
Ooh.
They think this is a deterrent.
I would imagine. Yeah.
Now, I'm asking because Ocho Man.
Yeah.
You have heritage. From that part of the world.
Well, I don't have any fucking heritage in Kenya.
Yeah, you're a Muslim.
Not
what
in,
do you
no,
think
no,
about it?
You're a black little guy running around.
Not in Kenya.
That's what you just fucking said.
Well, it might be. Well, Boko Haram's in Nigeria.
Right.
Maybe. I don't know where it is. But
we all have heritage from that part of the world.
No, we don't.
Yeah,
I don't want to get into that with you. You fuck! I'm not from Africa.
No.
From Africa.
You got to jump
back. I'm Armenian.
There you go.
The fucking Noah's Ark landed in my fucking mountain, and that's where I descended. I don't need it all to hear is bullshit that I fucking swing around with.
No, that's not what I'm saying.
It's a. I'd like to sit down some time and do a show on your theory of evolution sometime. And
you know what? We didn't come from fucking monkeys. We didn't come from fucking monkeys. What? How do I look like
the theory is we came from a common ancestor. It's
You know what? I do have a little hair on my back. So when I'm swimming, I do look like a chimp.
You have a pink ass and
I do have a.
It's a baboon.
It's a baboon.
And he's got that. That kind of looks like a mandrel in the face. You see that?
I'm just saying,
you motherfucker.
Well, if you shave your beard, you probably look.
I don't have a
more
beard.
Homo sapien.
I have a. What is that called?
It's a Van Dyke.
It's a Van Dyke. Whatever. You're fucking getting on my xenophobic nerves. You prick.
How does this end?
How does this end?
How does this end?
Well, we got five more minutes, and then I'm going to
end. That's the show, Ocho Man. That's the show.
Yeah. With a bang, not a whimper.
Oh, if they're going 50 for one.
Give them the two.
Oh. Well, you know, I mean, there's an interesting story that probably bore everybody to death.
Well, then don't fucking tell
us. It's in India when there was the Sepoy Rebellion, because basically the British used the Muslims in their army. And in the 1850s, they gave them cartridges because they had to bite off the cartridge before they put it. There's a cover on the cartridge.
Uh-huh.
And they had to bite it before they put it in their rifle.
Why?
Okay? Because that's the way it was back then.
You had to fucking bite
it. They had to bite the wrapper off the cartridge and then put it in the...
What, to release the powder?
I don't think so. I think it's, a protective function or whatever, but it had a wrapping on it.
Okay.
And when the Muslims found out that it was made of pork, or pork was one of the ingredients, mm-hmm. they mutinied. There was a mutiny over that.
Because of that, huh?
Yeah, but the British, they what they found was the Muslims were so afraid of, you know, because pork is dirty, you can't be touched by it.
Well, yeah, Jews.
When they wanted to torture
Muslims.
Them or get information out of them, apparently they wrapped them in the skin of a hog.
Wow.
Scared the hell out of them.
Wow.
So I'm wondering, because you can't go to Allah if you're wrapped. If they kill you and put you, the threat was, we're going to kill you and wrap you in the skin of a hog.
Son
so you'll never
bitch.
See Allah. I wonder how that works.
So swine might be.
That's the answer. You have to kill them.
Hey. I don't know. Guys, we may have some Muslim people out there listening, and they don't know you two fucks. They'll come after this Ocho Man.
Yeah.
Ocho Man has nothing to do with these two fucks talking about you guys with pigs and all that, okay?
It's just a historical fill-up.
All right, whatever. Yeah, great.
That's a sick question. You're
now
sick
I need
fuck,
security.
I'm not that sick that I'm going to answer it.
Raging Bull.
Yeah, well, great.
Hit me in the face.
You got that
one?
I'm sure you can find
wrong,
it.
Bitch.
I'm sure.
That's when he asked him if he fucked his wife.
All right, fuck, this scholar's gone crazy here. Everyone's gone nuts.
I'm doing pretty well today.
He's.
I want another, next time I come, if I come back.
You're coming back all
the time. Please put another word up there. Something, maybe you can fool me.
You know what? We do play Hangman, me and Chris, and now I'm going to get Tony involved in it. And there's some words that we put up there that we try to stump one another. So we'll just keep some.
Have you been here before? Because this is... These guys are very cerebral. You would think you're coming in, they're going to be talking about football or, you know, sport.
Yeah, we talk about it all, man.
No, well, last time I came here, there was this tremendous debate, almost a civil war in here, about which army was bigger in 1940, Germany or France.
Because he's the one that was...
Oh, was that you?
That was me. One.
Okay, I was very surprised. I was very impressed that you guys had that debate.
Yeah, I mean, we just sat around talking about that. Myself, I would have talked about who was better, Dave West or Ron Jeremy in the sack with all the bitches.
No, it's Leslie. He's the best. Or Harry Reams is probably the best.
Well, I'm telling you right now.
The laws of physics cease to exist and you're stalled.
I know that one, too. My cousin Vinny.
Ron Jeremy.
No.
Oh,
Harry Reams.
Ron Jeremy.
Harry Reams got rough. He was too gentle.
Who, Ron Jeremy?
Yeah,
he was.
He was gentle.
I've met Ron.
Yeah, he's a nice
guy. Ron.
Yeah. We used to do these.
We ought to get Ron on the show, Chris.
You should, because he's entertaining.
Oh, that's my guy. By
we used to do these functions. You know, these amateur night functions. We used to have to go.
What amateur?
Really? Amateur night. Yeah, one of the local ballets.
Yeah, you would sit there and wait for a bitch to fuck you. And...
No. They amateur night. They're first time up dancing and whatnot.
Oh.
And Ron Jeremy is the featured guest star one night. And so
that makes
sense. He comes in and he's on the afternoon.
At one of these clubs or something?
No, he's with the radio even. It's a dual thing. It's a promotional, right?
You got to have one of those.
We could do that.
Okay.
Chris, set it up.
A guy, Armand, a guy brings his girlfriend to the club. She's not even going to be one of the amateurs.
Oh, just a spectator.
Right. And he saddles up to Ron and says, "My girlfriend really likes your work." Would you?
I'm telling you, man. You're a beautiful fucking guy.
Yeah. And the hedgehog, they go into the bathroom and the whole place, and they watch.
Wow. Oh, everybody saw it.
Yeah.
You got to tell them where that is. This fucking guy will be right there.
Unbelievable.
I don't know if I could do it.
Unbelievable.
I'm so lonely.
I've seen you in action before.
Fucking
guy, he dated this chick that was a wrestler.
Oh, yeah. She sweat a lot.
UFC. UFC chick. Real hot, but she sweat a lot.
What's he do? I went
to his house. He's moved all the fucking furniture. All he's got is wrestling mats set around the whole fucking place.
Were you Andy Kaufman?
She put me in an arm bar. Almost broke my arm.
And I'm going, what the fuck is all this? He goes, I had some wild fucking sex, dude. And she sweats all over the place. And
Armand, you had some break the coffee table sex, didn't you?
He got rid of all the furniture.
I think I finished her off. I hit her with a lamp.
You hit her with a lamp?
Yeah, that was the only way I could resist.
You
know,
that a boy.
She was tough.
All right, guys.
50 Shades of Grey coming out.
50 Shades
ladies.
Of Grey.
Yeah, get your tickets.
Hey. Hey, what are you going to be up to, Armand? Anything?
I'm going to L.A. next week. I got to talk to the director. In fact, I'm going to Sony to meet her. Sony was really – last time I was there, because this lady is a Sony director, that place is under – I mean, it's almost like Stalag 17.
They're all locked down.
Yeah, they're really
paranoid. They got that bitch locked down.
Yeah, they're paranoid.
Down.
So it's a gulag. What's this pilot there you're working on?
It's called Hellfire. I just finished the first act and I sent it to her. It's about a guy that wasn't supposed to die but does, and the devil decides to use him because he's not going to send him back until he does a few favors for him.
And you know, we used to watch Highway to Heaven. Now we're working for the devil.
how
times are fucking changing.
How much would it take?
Well,
for
was
you
pretty
to,
Tet offensive. What?
How much would it take for you to walk into Sony and pitch Ocho Man and Eyes?
That idea?
Guantanamo idea. And tape it. Knowing that it's going to get blown up.
Get your paycheck first before you do
that. Yeah, of all the studios in Hollywood to pitch that to.
Yeah, no kidding. Tony, it's great having you on the show.
I think
we ought to do this more often. How many times are you coming into town here?
Yeah, about once a month, something like that.
Once a month. Fuck, you're on my show, though.
Hey, thanks. Hey, and thanks for that bet last time. I won a few bucks on that NHL bet you had.
There you go. Speaking of bets.
That was a good one.
Speaking of bets, I'm glad you said that. Let me give you guys my play for today. I got so wound up talking about all this stuff. We got a hockey game going tonight. The Bruins taking on the Rangers. I like the Rangers in this spot. I'll tell you, the Rangers look good. I'm gonna bet on the Rangers tonight.
Now, do you have to lay goals, or you can straight
you know
up,
what?
Or how's that go?
I think this is five and a half is the over and under, and
yeah.
You
gave me an over and under last time.
Yeah, and I think the Rangers are gonna win on a low score here against the Bruins. That's what I got on this one. And in NBA action, we got the Bulls taking on the Rockets. Rockets are -3 right now. I think the Bulls are a little worn out. I'm looking at the Rockets to win this one, covering the 3. That's what I got on this one. Chris, fill our people in on our show.
Yeah, if you want to find the Ocho Man Behind the 8-Ball, go to the iTunes store, search for the show, Ocho Man Behind the 8-Ball. You can visit us on the web at behindtheeightball.ochoman.com.
And we do have a Facebook site, too, called Behind
Search
the 8-Ball.
Or Ocho Man or Ocho Man Behind the 8-Ball.
And
where do the girls go to meet me?
Yeah, that's OchoMan@OchoMan.com. Right. Just say you want Armand's information. We'll make sure they don't get it.
We'll get it to Armand. I'm telling you, if you can't get anyone, Tony will fuck you.
Hey, and everyone,
Tony's
remember,
cute.
If you're in the iTunes store after you listen to the podcast and you love it, you can leave a rating, a review in the review section of the iTunes store. It helps our rankings and our visibility. We're still moving up in the iTunes charts, so everything's good there. We appreciate the feedback.
Thank you very much. I got real good listeners coming in from California, Arizona. We got people from Wisconsin. We got people from Qatar, our military, that's tuning in to our show. How about that, man? That's beautiful. I got a guy that's always posting up some great pics on Facebook about some stuff going on. I always use his stuff. His name's Gogeek. I got to give a little props out to him. My boy out in New York playing for the Cosmos, Hagop, all the love to that guy, too. I think he's going to have a great season. Look for the New York Cosmos. They're playing pretty good right now. Well, they haven't started season yet, but... because it's fucking snowing. Well,
they're practicing very well.
Yeah, they're practicing. But Hargrove's going to have a great season. I'm counting on that little guy to do great stuff. Chris, Tony, Armand, great to have you guys on the show.
Thank you.
We'll see you guys next time. We are out of here.
It's over now. Because when the going gets tough, the tough get going. Who's with me? Let's go. Come on.
The Ocho Man, Behind the Eight Ball. Only on Ignotainment. Leave us your questions and comments below this podcast in the comments section of the iTunes Podcast Store.